It has been an intense week at the Oscar Pistorius trial here in Pretoria. The South African athlete took to the witness box Monday as the defense launched its case in a trial that has drawn global interest. Pistorius delivered the anticipated drama within seconds of taking the stand.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to Mrs. Sienkamp, to Reba's family, to those of you who knew her here today. I'd like to apologize and say that there's not a moment, and there hasn't been a moment since this tragedy happened, that I haven't thought about your family. I can't imagine the pain and the sorrow and the emptiness that I've caused you and your family. I was simply trying to protect Reva. I can promise that when she went to bed that night, she felt loved.
Pistorius is charged with murdering his girlfriend, model Reva Sienkamp, at his Pretoria home last year. He says he mistook Sienkamp for an intruder and that he didn't think before firing 4 bullets through a locked bathroom door, killing her. But the prosecution argues that he meant to kill her. Head prosecutor Harry Nell, who has earned the nickname the Bulldog for his tenacious takedowns of witnesses, showed why when he began his cross-examination Wednesday.
Have a look there, miss. I know you don't want to because you don't want to take responsibility, but it's time that you look at it. Take responsibility for what you've done, Mr. Pistorius.
My lady, I've taken responsibility.
Nell accused the athlete of mixing up his lies. He also systematically and often sarcastically challenged Pistorius' character, painting him as an egocentric young man who is unwilling to take responsibility for his actions.
Am I right or am I wrong?
The trial has riveted South Africa, and it's the first major criminal trial to be broadcast live. A South African broadcaster has even created a pop-up TV channel dedicated to the trial. The trial continues Monday. Defense lawyer Barry Roux has said he will call between 14 and 17 witnesses. Judge Masipa will ultimately decide Pistorius' fate, which could be life in prison. Anita Powell, VOA News, Pretoria, South Africa.